Which I think all those basic research findings are the foundations for anything moving forward to be a translational medicine. So I think if there are more like advanced understanding in the field of autoimmune disease or general immunology, that will allow like the clinicians or more on the interface between basic research and the translational research people, they will be able to develop additional novel therapies to target different diseases.
That's super interesting. And how has your understanding of biochemistry influenced your perspective on autoimmune disease and its like impact on patients?
I think I'm still learning immunology, and then my knowledge of autoimmune disease is really focusing on like a specific gene called HLA-B5701. I think my knowledge from biochemistry that allows me to see this autoimmune disease in a more like a molecular centric view type of thing. So I will try the way that I approach or view the autoimmune disease is focusing on the protein level and see whether the disease is caused by the protein get mutation or what other perspective that interfere with how the protein function or trafficking. So it's more gives me like a more molecular lens or like in a detailed way to see the disease at like a cellular level instead of like a systematic view. And sometimes I feel like that may be beneficial because you can understand the mechanism better. But sometimes you also need to view the disease as a whole so we can have like a global understanding as for the disease.
Thank you, Wenxi. And for you mentioned B5701, the allele.
Yeah.
Do you mind explaining what that is to our viewers?
Yes. So the B5701 allele is also a gene like very similar to the HLA-B2701. So all those genes, they have a different numbers because each person has different ones, and this gene is very diverse. So it's just like a different version of the HLA gene. B5701, I studied this gene as my PhD thesis work. So this gene has a really high correlation in like HIV patients for developing like drug-related hypersensitivity reactions. So there are drugs that you use to maintain HIV patients in a healthy level by targeting the HIV virus, so the virus cannot replicate. However, this specific drug called Abacavir, that if you give to patients that has this HLA-B5701 gene, they have a really higher chance to develop the autoimmune response that's specific towards the drug Abacavir. So it's a drug-related hypersensitivity reaction, which is different from Crohn's disease as an autoimmune disease, but the mechanism behind it is similar. It's like the immune system recognize the self as a foreign, so they start to attack self instead of protecting us.
Nice, thank you. And are there any resources, support groups, or communities that you recommend for students and researchers interested in like biochemistry, immunology, or anything in that field?
I think for some of the groups that I attend is usually all within like the graduate school level. So for like a local community, that part I actually didn't know. But if some of the audience from this podcast that are also like graduate students, I will say that most of the community that I found really helpful is through like conference. So there are like a conference that's like very specific to the area of your research that can help you to discuss with your peers about your project and then share some of your scientific findings. One particular conference I really like is called the Gordon Research Conference. They're really small, and then all the attendants will go to some rural area across the US or even in somewhere in Europe. And then you have like a week to talk to each other, to know each other. And also there are professors attending, so you can get familiar with all the professors and then networking. I found those, like, I really like the Gordon conferences. I went to two different ones during my PhD training, and I learned a lot. So those are really good. And within the Bay Area, there's also like a immunology retreat between UCSF and UC Berkeley that happens every year. So I think that also helps me to learn more about immunology and then gets to know more people. So yeah.
That's nice. And is there anything else you would like to share? This is completely open-ended, maybe about your research to our viewers.
Sure. Yes. So my research, I think the reason that I really like and motivates me to keep working on it is because I'm trying to use chemistry as a way to tackle some of the immune pathways. So as I talked a little bit earlier, I work on like HLA B5701, this gene. So this gene actually encodes a protein that this protein can present a little piece of peptide as a whole complex on the cell surface. And the way that's what I'm trying to do is trying to harness this mechanism and use it as a way for immune cells to recognize cancer cells at the early stage, where I put a chemical to this HLA B5701 gene together with the peptide, so it will look very different from the normal cell peptide complex. And I was hoping that by through this approach, I can create something very different from ourselves to the immune system. So we'll be better alert to the immune system to recognize this specific cell, saying that, hey, I'm a cancer cell, you should probably recognize me and kill me. So I'm really excited about this direction, because there hasn't been many chemistry focused approach in the general field of immunology, and in the other, or maybe in the future stage, where I think maybe I can develop other chemicals that can tackle some of the autoimmune disease, like maybe the patients won't need to go through like a constant immune suppressant medicine. It will be more like a focused and targeted, which I think is benefits of using chemistry to do a lot of targeting research.
And do you think chemistry can help with, say, personalized medicine, which is now such a common topic?
My understanding is yes. I think because my understanding for some of the personal medicine right now, they are all like antibody-based type of approach, and then like adding chemicals together to the antibody, they call it antibody drug conjugate. So that's another layer of specificity. I think it will definitely help to get the personal medicine to be more specific and target, and it works better.
That's nice. Thank you so much, Wenqi, for joining us today. This has been super, super informative. And
okay, thank you so much for inviting me. I feel like very honored to be invited to a podcast. This is my first time participating in a podcast. Very fun.
Thank you.